Hello, welcome to the latest Policy Digest podcast. I'm Fleur Nielsen. I'm joined by Josh Nidaros and Angie Kadam for a discussion on our policy and public affairs work in Wales. This is a special Welsh edition in light of the upcoming Senedd elections and the launch of the Council's Senedd election manifesto. This follows hot on the heels of last week's podcast, looking at our manifesto for the Scottish Parliament elections. Firstly, just for context, for those members who aren't familiar with the political landscape in Wales, Josh, could you tell us a bit about what's happening in Welsh politics at the moment?
Yes, Fleur. There are some parliamentary elections taking place on the 6th of May in Wales, and this will see all 60 members of the Senedd, or Welsh Parliament, be up for election. These elections are held via a proportional representation system, and if a party wins more than 30 seats, it will be able to form a government majority without the help of other opposition parties. Welsh Labour was the largest party at the 2016 election, and it won 29 seats, but it obviously needed the support of the one Liberal Democrat in order to form a government. Mark Drakeford has been First Minister since 2018, and he is the leader of Welsh Labour. And health and education are both devolved policy matters in Wales, so these elections really do matter for our members there.
Okay, do you have any thoughts on what the outcome of this election could be?
Opinion polls in recent times have suggested that Welsh Labour could be facing a worse result than their previous result in 2016, but they may still hold the lead. Likely to be followed closely behind is the Welsh Conservatives in second place and Plaid Cymru in third place. Dare I say a personal prediction, but mine would be that Welsh Labour may not win the 30 seats needed to govern alone, but probably will remain in power with the support of an opposition party, possibly Plaid Cymru. I think we have to remember that the Welsh Labour Party has never not been the main governing party in the Senedd ever since the start of devolution. And it's important to note the handling of the pandemic in Wales and changing views on the value of devolution will also be key factors in voters' decision making. There are at least eight members of the Senedd who have announced their retirement, including the Minister for Education and only Liberal Democrat representative, Kirsty Williams. And it's going to be really, really interesting to see who the new Minister for Education will be and what their key priorities will be after the election, likely to be a Labour minister.
I agree. I think it will be interesting to see what happens and how the impact of the pandemic and also Brexit will impact the election results.
So, what will we see over the next few months in Wales in terms of election activity?
The pre-election period, or purdah, began on the 25th of March, and so the Welsh Civil Service is limited in its actions. Campaigning has started by political parties, and during this time, ministers are not allowed to undertake any engagements or announcements which could be construed as presenting party political messages. Many different organisations will be publishing election manifestos with their key asks.
And that makes sense. But Angie, you lead on our work for Wales for the council. Tell us a bit about our manifesto for this election.
So we've published our own manifesto for in time for this election. The Council of Deans of Health Wales, which represents nine universities that provide healthcare education or research in Wales, has recently undertaken this and put together our key asks. You can read the full manifesto on our website. But the four asks for the next Senedd are: one, to provide stable and sustainable funding for our disciplines; two, to ensure healthcare students receive adequate financial and wellbeing support, including via the continuation of the NHS Wales bursary; three, to deliver strategic funding for CPD; and four, to invest in healthcare teaching, research, and international partnerships.
Yes, and our members in Wales have worked really closely with the NHS in Wales throughout the pandemic and beyond. And we really want to see the next Welsh Government and Senedd continue to work in partnership with the sector so that it can continue to deliver on its civic mission of supporting the development of the future health and social care workforce and providing quality educational options and graduates for local and regional communities as we come out of the pandemic. University healthcare faculties and healthcare students have been central to the nation's response to this pandemic.
Angie, you mentioned that the manifesto calls for ensuring financial and wellbeing support for students. Can you tell us a bit more about our position on this?
Yes. In Wales, our members and prospective students need certainty about student support arrangements over the long term so universities and applicants can make plans. The NHS bursary scheme, which covers full tuition fee costs, has been confirmed for cohorts starting in academic years 2021-22 and 2022-23, but no further arrangements have been announced. In 2018, the Welsh Government implemented the recommendations of the Dynon Review, including the introduction of a generous maintenance package for non-healthcare students through Student Finance Wales. The Council calls for healthcare students being able to access both the standard maintenance support package through Student Finance Wales and the NHS bursary to cover full tuition fees, with additional funding for costs related to clinical placement expenses, subject to a post-qualification period within Wales. Having access to both sources of funding recognises the unique contribution of healthcare students and provides greater support for day-to-day living costs.
And I think Angie's really right to comment on the financial needs of students, but it's also really important to think about wellbeing support that students need. The mental wellbeing of healthcare students has rightly come under scrutiny during the pandemic. And HEIs have done a really great job in supporting their students through these exceptional times. But the next Welsh Government does need to think about the support that it can provide for these students and increasing that support. Because these students, they often need to access NHS staff support mechanisms and may need support outside of their local area to ensure confidentiality.
Angie, you also mentioned the need for increased investment in teaching, research and global partnerships. What do you mean by that?
Our universities in Wales do drive research outputs and innovation in healthcare delivery. We need to develop the sustainability of both academic staffing and clinical academic careers by increasing nursing, midwifery and allied health professional research capacity. Just before this election, the Welsh Government was consulting on plans for a new commission for tertiary education and research. This is something that the next Senedd is likely to look at again, and we need to make sure that following any changes to the HE system in Wales, healthcare teaching and research funding is prioritised. In recent weeks, we've also seen significant investment in funding for simulation in healthcare faculties in England, and this was around £10 million. The Scottish Government has just committed to £3.8 million for innovative technology. However, no additional funding has actually been announced as of yet from the Welsh Government on this area.
Yeah, and I think in terms of what the Welsh Government has been up to, we do welcome plans for an international learning exchange programme that will replace Erasmus Plus for Wales. However, healthcare students, academic staff and Welsh-led international health research should be prioritised to benefit from these proposals.
Any final comments on our manifesto and our work in Wales post-election?
Yes, we hope to work with the next Welsh Government on progressing our manifesto key asks. We will continue to engage and work in partnership with our key stakeholders post-election. This includes the Health Minister, new Education Minister, new Chief Nursing Officer for Wales and new Director of Nursing at HERW.
Thank you very much, both. That's it for this Policy Digest edition, and we hope it's given you an overview of what's happening in Wales and our key manifesto messages. We'll be back soon with another Policy Digest edition. Please do support and retweet both our manifestos to promote the voice of healthcare, higher education across the UK. And do give us feedback on these podcasts. Thank you. Bye.